The board found sufficient signatures to recall Republican Senators Sheila Harsdorf, Robert Coles, and Alberta Darling. The board's move comes a week after it approved recall petitions against Republican Senators Dan Kopanky, Randy Hopper, and Luther Olson. But the board put off a decision on the recall petitions against Democratic Senators Dave Hansen, Jim Holprin, and Robert Wirch. Dan Hunt, who's leading efforts to recall Senator Wirch, said the decision was unfair and biased against Republicans in favor of Democrats.
In my opinion, this is an example of a supposedly neutral government agency acting in a blatantly partisan manner to further the objectives of a particular political party.
Hunt called for Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy's resignation. Asked about the demand, Kennedy responded,
"It's an easy call for people to make, you know. Kill the ref. It happens in every sport."
Kennedy said board staff was working overtime to handle recall petitions and would ask a court for more time. He said the board asked the legislature's budget committee for additional money to hire extra staff to deal with the recalls.
"We still have not gotten the funding that we asked for to support that. We were unable to bring in all the people we wanted to during that time period because we didn't have the funding."
A memo from the board released last week said the three remaining petitions raised numerous factual and legal issues. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.